Speaking of trust, you get on a plane, you're taking a leap of faith, right? You're trusting aviation technology. Settle into your miniaturized airline seat, already shoved your luggage into the miniaturized overhead bin. Now, who do they seat you next to? Who's this guy?
I have a daughter and a son, both married.
Nice to know you, Ken. Ken Balky, is it? In 14A, window seat. He's another kind of tech guy.
Whether it's providing rules for designing nuclear components or providing rules for inspecting the components.
Great, Ken. How long is this flight?
We're providing rules for testing those components.
But Ken is a nuclear engineer at Westinghouse and a senior vice president of ASME standards, where his work focuses largely on nuclear power, making it safe. Whatever you think about nuclear power, it's people like Ken, who we all have to trust. Have to.
I take my job very seriously, and everyone, not just the nuclear, but any other industries as well. Everybody that is involved in standards writing is extremely committed to always doing the right thing and coming up with the right solution for the protection and health and safety of the public.
We continue this week our series of conversations with the behind-the-scenes people who come up with the standards, who make things fit, who make things safe and compatible around the world. Meeting the Standard is about exploring the work that engineers do in their own words. Hey, you can't choose who you sit next to on the airplane, right? If you thought the old Monopoly phone company had a problem with public trust issues, what about these guys?
You lied to me last night. We're not going to leave here until you tell us what happened at the plant.
So some anti-nuclear nut tells you that we almost uncovered the core, but we didn't uncover it, did we? We stopped it in time for one simple reason. And I told you that. The system works.
Behold the power plant of the future today!
No, too cold and sterile. Where's the heart?
But it really generates power. It's lighting this room right now.
You lose. Get off my property.
From the China Syndrome to the Simpsons' Mr. Burns, with a dose of Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima reality thrown in for good measure, trust is a big reason why there hasn't been a nuclear plant come online in the United States since 1996. But we have to trust the existing 104 reactors in the U.S. are safe, right? And someone has to figure that out. Our second conversation on meeting the standards, we hear from Ken Balky, a consulting engineer at Westinghouse and senior vice president of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, ASME Standards, where his work focuses largely on standards for nuclear power.
The main standards for the nuclear industry is that it's still a power plant. It's just that instead of firing the plant with coal or oil or gas, you're firing it with nuclear fission. I very much trust the requirements that we put in place for the selection of materials, the design and operation of our nuclear power plants. If you look over our history, as well as the history of the other pressure technologies, the accident rate of actually having a pressure vessel failure, I'm talking about catastrophic rupture of a vessel or rupture of a pipe, is an extremely rare event. In fact, I'm not aware of any in the nuclear industry, and if they have occurred, they're very, very rare. Because when you look at the standards, the way we put them together, we bring experts from the suppliers, the designers, the manufacturers, the regulators, the insurance companies, and then there's individual consultants and many other parties that comprise a standards writing group. And everyone comes to those meetings, and they're there as engineers trying to say, what is the best practice and requirements we can put in place that we all must meet to give the highest level of assurance that these components will maintain their integrity and will act appropriately if called upon during an event. So it's a fairly, I can't think of a more rigorous process to help assure that safety is maintained.
Although in the three big events in the nuclear industry that have happened where a plant broke down, you've got three very different kinds of events. You've got Three Mile Island, which was a failure of a backup system. You've got Chernobyl, which was just a profoundly flawed engineering concept from the beginning that got completely out of hand. And then you've got Fukushima, which is a situation that was completely overwhelmed by a perhaps unpredictable natural event. I mean, you really have to have your backside covered to write standards that's going to deal with all of that, Ken.
Well, that's what keeps the job interesting. And every time we have a significant event like that, we obviously take a couple steps back. But usually there's a great leap forward in terms of safety. We're still in the midst of the outcome from Fukushima. But let me go back to Three Mile Island, because I was a young engineer at Westinghouse. I remember the day when the event first appeared. And I can tell you that the safety improvements that the U.S. nuclear industry made, that were also then shared throughout the globe, were enormous steps. Once we realized how the event unfolded, we went back and looked at what did we have to do in our standards to make them safer. And if you look at the operating history of the U.S. reactor fleet, the number of precursor events has greatly diminished because of all the improvements we made after Three Mile Island. If we come forward now to Fukushima, we're in the midst of still learning all the findings from the event. The industry has already taken some very positive steps through its own programs. And from a standards standpoint, we have a standard on probabilistic risk assessment. And our team are currently going back to look at how to address rare yet credible external events. We had Fukushima, which, of course, was the fourth largest earthquake ever to strike the Earth. But near that same time, there was also an historic flood in Missouri. There was also a tornado that struck a plant down in the southeast of the United States. And there was an earthquake that struck a plant in Virginia. And each of those events, one has to look at, well, how can we make sure that we have all the right equipment, people, and procedures in place that we can respond to these really rare yet credible events?
You know, the nuclear industry, because of the lack of political will people in Washington and some of the not-in-my-backyard kinds of attitudes in individual communities that are perhaps understandable because of a fear of nuclear contamination, have postponed the development of standards and of engineering solutions to things like nuclear waste disposal and decommissioning of plants, these sorts of things. Now, I know this isn't your expertise per se, but do you think that in the nuclear industry that politics has really made it a much harder job for engineers to do the work that they need to do to keep things safe?
It's interesting you say that, because if I go back to 100 years ago when the ASME Boiler and Pressure Vessel Code came about, there were politics at that time. So my own personal reaction is the politics are what they are. And as engineers, we're more concerned about making sure that we do have the standards in place to address the safety needs of the public, whether it be a nuclear power plant or gas pipeline or any other high-hazard application. In terms of the nuclear waste, ASME does write the standards for the storage and transport of nuclear waste.
And are they paying attention to you? And is any of that ever going to happen? Because it's sitting in pools right now. That must make you crazy.
There's things I can control and there's things I cannot control.
There we go.
And the things I can control is if the nuclear plant owners or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission ask for help in having a standard put in place, whether it's for storing nuclear waste or dealing with rare external events, you know, we step up and we bring the best talent, not just from the United States. We have people on our standards in the nuclear area from more than 40 countries who help us in writing standards to assure safety of the public, not only here in the United States, but around the globe.
Kenneth Balke is a consulting engineer at Westinghouse and senior vice president of ASME Standards and Certifications. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.